Well, as you know, on Mondays, we are keen on introducing you to some of the rising stars in the business community. It's WJR in partnership with the Detroit Economic Club, proudly saluting and recognizing the young leaders in our business community with Rising Stars 2021, sponsored by Adient and Meyer. And today we introduce you to Angie Perkins, who was nominated by her coworkers and leadership at PNC Financial Services Group. She is the vice president, associate vice president, in terms of treasury management. And she joins us this afternoon on the Guy Gordon Show. Hi, Angie.
Hi, Guy. How are you?
I'm excited to learn what somebody involved in treasury management does. It sounds like something that maybe just playing Monopoly wouldn't prepare me for.
Yes. You know what? The best way I like to describe treasury management, what I do, really, when people ask, Angie, what do you do, right? I just say, I'm a banker. And it's just like, what does that mean, right? And I say, really, I'm the person who helps you. The best way I can describe it is I help you get money and save it, right? And learn how to keep it, but also manage it at the same time. So that's how I like to describe what I do on a day-to-day basis.
So it's a very specialized consulting service that you give through PNC to your clients and to your customers.
Yes, exactly. Yep, that's the best way to describe it.
So in terms of cash management, I mean, where did you develop the skill set to be able to help others do that?
So that's really funny that you ask. So if you were to ask mom the same question, she would say, ever since I was a child, I always like to look at money and save it and tell her how to manage her money, right? And she would say, Angie, stay in the child's place. So I would say for me, maybe the skills started when I was young, right? And I always knew that I was always into numbers, managing things, figuring out strategizing, right? That has always been my passion. And so when I came across this in college and learned more about banking and different lines of businesses within banking, right? It's not just being a teller. There's so many other things. That's where I learned that there's something that falls in line with what I've always done as a child and what I do in day-to-day life in terms of budgeting. So yeah, that's how I came across that. And I would like to say before college, I feel like I had some type of expertise in terms of money management, and obviously college and experience has taught me other ways to do it and how to be able to provide advice to the clients that I currently have today. So,
so one of the key building blocks to success is to grade yourself to determine whether mm-hmm. or not you're operating at top effectiveness. So how do you grade yourself in terms of your clients and cash management? What are the benchmarks that you use to see whether or not you're delivering on what they need to be better at what they do?
I love the way that you put that. So I think for me, I would say when it comes to customer service, and I'm very hard on myself as well. I've actually talked to my manager about how much of a perfectionist I can be, and I have to continue to work on that. It's, you know, good and bad in terms of that. But so for me, I would say
good for the boss sometimes can be really hard on you, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. I always tell people, I said, you can never be harder on me than I am on myself. I promise you that that's the case. And that's, I think, has shown through my career here at PNC for sure. But in terms of, you know, benchmarking, right, I think one of the most important things is being available when your clients need you. And I would say, actually, I'm on my Skype message that says, even when I'm away or I'm off, it says, I'm always available, ... right? And so I think, you know, my clients experience that. So from that perspective, I would say I would still give myself maybe a 9.5 out of 10 on that. So that's being accessible, being available for your clients. In terms of suggesting solutions when they make the most sense, right? Mm-hmm. One of the things that I've always, when I shied away from sales, surprisingly, I'm in sales, but when I shied away from it because I always thought of a used car salesman, right? I'm like, I never want to be that person, right? And I think I've taken on that and learned in PNC that you're always going to be selling something, whether it's yourself in an interview, whether it is to a customer for a service or product, you're always going to be selling, right? And so when I took on that, I realized, talk to them as I would myself. What do I want to know? Like, what is important to me and what do I need to know and want to know? And that's how I approach things with my clients. So from that perspective, I would say I do a pretty good job of being able to identify those issues and make recommendations to clients from that perspective.
You know, one of the interesting things, it's a common thread that I've seen with now, I think, that the seven different rising stars that we have featured on this program, and that is that they all are involved in growing the next generation of talent. And that's something that you're doing with the Employee Business Resource Group. Tell me about that.
Yes. So I am actually a treasurer for, we call it PNC Recognizing Emerging Professionals, which is the acronym, that is, the acronym is PREP. And so what we do, we're really dedicated to developing those who are newer in their career, trying to find their way, and developing that talent and helping them hone in on skills that maybe they didn't realize that they had or skills that they currently have, right? And making it better. And so we provide different programming for our emerging professionals to help them develop those skills. And through that programming, we've had some individuals who've been able to transition into other jobs and career paths that maybe they wouldn't have experienced or had the opportunity to experience prior to joining, right? And so it's something, like you said, right? It's something the next generation is the most important, because once we're gone, right, we need somebody to take, to pass the torch to, and really the young talent, whether they're in high school, middle school, or even those who are starting their career, they're really going to be the future. So.
Well, and in addition, you're also very involved in the community, the Detroit Economic Club, Young Leaders, me, myself, and I, Teens, Northeastern Family Community Center, currently a committee member for the DEC's Career Readiness Academy, Detroit Women Connect, and the African American EBRGs, Forgotten Harvest Junior Achievement. I don't know where you find the time, but God bless you for finding it and for giving back the way you do. Angie Perkins, one of our rising stars, it has been a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, it was a pleasure meeting you as well and talking to you. Thank you so much for your time.